Okay, I'm gonna test them with Aleph. First word on the line. 10 lines down. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 11 lines down. I'm Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ebed Shabarach, Ibeso Asurim. So he was captured, and now he was able to escape from this captivity. The Odin no longer has rights over him. Number one. Number two, because of the get shikr, we forced the owner to write a get shikr for him. So there's two parts to the ownership of an Eved Kanani. There's the Kenyan Isser, which he has in him, which he's not allowed to marry Abbas Yisrael, calls him out, he's Meshubit to his own by his Odin. So even though he's Megayer, his garris is not complete. He's the Moor's Lashon is in Yavamis. Mikol Akum Yotzu, the Chal Yisrael Leboa. And that's due to the ownership of the Odin. And he also said, the Imam is the ownership, the Kenyan Mammon. So that Shibud is, through the process of being captured, there's a Yish of the Bialim, etc. Or there's the Tehran Darbonon, whatever the Gemara is going to say. That's gone, but it's not Mavkia, the Kenyan Isser, he's not an Eved, which is Meshubit anymore, but he still has also Bavas Yisrael. So once that's the situation, we force the master to give him a Get Shechur to be Mater him Bavas Yisrael.
So without the Get Shechur, he's basically like a male Aguna?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So the Gemara Tanan, if she's going to be Ben Kach, Ben Kach Yishtabit. So our Mishnah says that the Eved, which is Nishba, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, whatever your intent is, when you pray to him, the Lach is Yishtabit, that he's Yishtabit. And Vomer Rabbi Barachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, also Rabbi Yochanan talking. Kamakam Sheshad, our Mishnah, the Mishnah saying, Allah, Kamaisai, Chutz Mi Arav, Mitzidon, Rabbi Yochanan. With three exceptions, whenever we have Shingle in the Mishnah, we paskin like him. So the halacha is that he's Meshubed. So what are you saying that he's Yotze L'Cheirus through being the process of being captured? Where it says Bishlam Alabaya Mekudal L'Hai L'Fnei Yush B'Hai L'Achar Yush. I learned the case of the Mishnah was a case of Lifnei Yush. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, the law is that Yishtabit, because it's before Yush. And we can learn that the statement that we're quoting now in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Lacher Yush. So now the Adam loses violence on the Eved. But the Mora says, but according to El the Rava, the Amr Lacher Yush, that the Shimon Gamliel's halach is talking about even in the case of after Yush. So always the law, as it goes back to his first master, and now we're saying that he goes to Cheres. So how do you stem those two things? Kasha the Brechon under Brechon. El the Rabba the Marchal Yish Kasha the Brechon under Brechon. So Amalecha Rabba. So Rabba said, "Time am I?" Mishum the Chizki. We said the pshat before in Brechon that Lachad Yiyosh is Yishtabed. Is because Shema Yapalatzma the Gayosis, we're afraid that the Eved seeking to free himself will, as it were, run away, allow himself to be captured by these people as a way to free himself. So that's the reason, Berech Shani, when he runs away from them, it indicates that he's the normal reaction that they have when people run away is that they kill them. The fact that he's running away from them, risking death in order not to be with them, in the case that he never would have joined such people to start with. So by there, there's no need to make the takana. Therefore, we leave it on the Ikar HaDin that this process will free him through the Yishu, he will come free. So the more I'm saying, the more Shmuel Ishtavoy. Shmuel's Alma was captured. Pakua l'shuma masa. The people who redeemed her from the captors did it l'shem that she should remain an abbot, and for Shmuel. And then they sent her. They sent her to back to Shmuel. And Shokhale, they sent with her an explanation. They sent a non Kreshim Gamliel sphere along. We hold a Kreshim Gamliel that she remains an Evet, and she's your Evet, and therefore we're giving her back to you. But at Yushmuel, Inami Kerbonon Sir Lacha, even if you happen to hold like the Rabbanon, and therefore it would make a difference what the intent of the act of pinion was, anan l'shum amasa perkinale nehale nehala. We were part of her the shame that she should remain an alma. So the more inu savar, the people who redeemed her were under the impression that lifnei yirsh hava, that was before yirsh, but v'loyhi lacher yirsh hava. It was after Yish. And Shmuel understands the din of the Mishnah was only at least a Yish. But Shmuel, when we bought these tabuti, let me stop it, but Shmuel refused to accept her service. And make her serve because he was after Yush, and therefore he felt he had no right to that. Ella, not only that, Ella get to the Chirusa Nami Loy Atzucha. He didn't even write a Shar Shichur. He just felt that she's totally free through the Yush process. She became totally free, so there's nothing to talk about. Shmuel Teme, Damer Shmuel, Amafker Avli Yotzu the Chayrus Ben and Sarah get Shichur. Shmuel holds that the hafkoah on the kinyan mammon is automatic hafkoah on the kinyan iser also. So, being mafra avdoi, he does not remain an avid that somebody else can be cutting him from hefker, but rather it's an act of once he loses a bailim over himself, he's no longer an avid. So he's cutting himself from Hefker, as it were. As soon as he becomes Hefker, he takes his ownership of himself, and there's no need for get shikhar either. Should never be called Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. Eved Ish will Eved Isha. What does it mean? Eved Sheish Loi Rishus the Rabbi Yolov Kari Eved. Sheil Rishus the Rabbi Yolov Eno Kari Eved. It has to be an Eved of an Ish. But once he loses the Ish on top, he's not an Eved anymore. So the king of Israel goes away also. Mor says, "Am say there be Abba Bar Zutra Ishtavoy Parka Hahu Tarmuda." Rashi says that this Tarmidah was, Tarmid was in the name of a place. Tarmidah means a person from that place. But the person who the Tarmidah, Rashi says, was not Jewish. the shumitza with intent of taking her as a wife. Okay. Shalchu lay the day. So then the Paida sent to Rabbi Abba, who was the owner. Iyois about it to Shalchu lay gitu de chirusa. If you do the right thing, so you should free her. Hechidami, either motza parkila, lamali gita de chirusa. Either motza parkila, kishal gita de chirusa mayhavi. If he's able to get her back from this goy, the guy's willing to take money for her, so why should he give her a get shichur? Just let him, you know, he'll buy him off of her. And if he can't get her back, so what's the purpose of the get? What's the purpose of the get shichur? She's being held by this goy. So what's nafkina if mitzad Rabbi Abba, whether she's freed or not? What does he accomplish by freeing her? Mor says lolem the motzi parkula. That Rabbi Abba was able to be paid to her. It means the goy was willing to sell her for money. So Rabbi Abba, okay, I'm sorry. The shochel of the day wasn't the goy sending it. It was the people, who were witnessing the situation. Okay, it makes more sense. So they told Rabbi Abba, free her. So we're trying to figure out, like, what was the thought process behind that? That they're telling the free her, if he can redeem her, just redeem her, and doesn't have to free her. If he can't redeem her from the goy anyway, so what's the purpose of the get shichur? What does it accomplish? The Mor says, "Loyal the musi parkula." The goy was willing to sell her for money. The question was, will the people of the city be willing to contribute to free her? See, if she's a Baskaran, she's freed by she's a Jewish girl. So they'll be much more interested in freeing her than freeing her if she's a Kananis. Lada Motsi Parkula. But keep in the Mishadala Gita Khirusa, Khabur Mikhbri Adoriu Parkula. So the people of the city will come together and redeem her. And otherwise not. Okay. You boy same Lalam the Motsi Parkula. That the guy was not willing to release her. So what was the purpose? They were suggesting that Rebbe should send her to get shichur. What do you accomplish with that? Given the mishadal to get to the chirusa, misal abapei umafriklo. If we can do an action which makes her diminished in his eyes, he'll find her beneath his dignity to hold such a woman. So he'll be willing to sell her off. That's worthwhile. So by sending a get shichur, it's publicizing that the woman he has redeemed was a shivcha. So that's going to lower her esteem in his eyes, to the point that he'll be willing to release her. Ma'afrik law. The Mor says, "Wormar." That the goyim have a desire for the behemoths of Klai Yisrael more than they have for their own wives. So a shivcha kananis would be similar. Whereas ani mili b'tzina, that's talking about that people don't know about it. But for hesya zilabu milsa, but they have their pride. So if people know about it, that they'd be upset. They would not want to continue that situation. Okay. Tirashi. Meanwhile, Surin. Ebekanani shall Yisrael Shanishba. So the Zevet had been captured. Baruch min Asurim shalom dechavim, and the Eved ran away from the captivity. Ayatul Cheres min Ishtabed the Rabba Oid. So so Rabbi Yochanan said that he goes out the Cheres, and not only that, because he will get Latira Bas Yisrael. He writes to get Shikra to allow him to marry a Jewish woman. So he's steering Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Yishtabet. So Rabbi's, the more said, according to Baya, I have an answer, according to Rabbi Shver. So my answer is that Rabbi's whole reason is because of Chizkiah, that he's going to use this opportunity to be taken captive as a way to get out of his state of avdus. But over here, clearly it's not his thought process. The Ketolah Moshe Nafshe, he's endangering his life. Ketolah says, Midei Geisus, to get out of the hands of these people, Shrei Bereich Minah Asunim, Midei Hashim Yosiguhu Yehoreg, he knows he will be captured, he'll be killed. And so they, obviously we're not afraid of him, such a person, allowing himself to be captured in order to run to get out of the avdus. Samor says that the shifcha of Shmuel, you know, the barkua l'shum ha'amosa, they reported her l'shem ha'amosa. Sovered lo niyayish mar Shmuel mihamena. They thought that Shmuel had not been miyayish, but Shmuel really had been miyayish. And yish is havi hefker. What Shmuel holds is just like a case of a person's mafker after. He does still cares, not need to get shikra. The same thing about Yush. It says Eben Ish is extra. The word Ish is extra. Tarmid, he was a goy from Tarmid. Shogel of the day, Lerbaba. So the people of the city who were present sent Rebaba a message that he should give her a get shikra. The verse says, Ida Motzi Parkilo, Shavichamim Roitzel, the Sita Madam, the goy is willing to release her if they pay him. So long as you get to the Chirusa. If just be part of it. If the guy is not releasing her, my havi, you don't accomplish anything more making the situation better by freeing her. Mor says, they're going to join together. They'll be part of her if she's free. But they were not interested in redeeming her that she should remain a shifcha. The last lud of Shimon Gamliel, they didn't feel like they didn't pass the Shimon Gamliel. They felt that that there's no dinner, that the avos should continue. Mitzvah Bapei Mivnei Yigala Lakol Shishivchas Yisrael. So by freeing her, it'll become publicized that she was a Shivchas Yisrael. He will agree to release her for payment. Okay.